Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. This is Roshni, the moderator for your conference call today. We welcome you to the Pfizer Third Quarter Results Conference Call. We have with us today Mr. Kewal Handa, Managing Director, Mr. S. Sridhar, Finance Director, and Mr. Pradeep Nair, Company Secretary. At this moment, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and 1. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Sridhar. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Roshni. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the quarterly results. My name is Sridhar. I look out of finance function in Pfizer India. Happy to state we have really strong Q3 performance as well as in the results. The underlying growth for quarter is 22%, excluding the brands which we divested last year to Johnson & Johnson. And in terms of PBT for the quarter, underlying is 29%. And for the YTD, the growth would be about 12% and 23% respectively without the brands, four brands. All our segments have done pretty well. Pharma has recorded 23% growth in the quarter, driven basically by Corexan because the consumer health at 16% and animal health at 24%. That's a total of 22%, of which 5% comes through pricing and 17% from volume. The corresponding figures for 9 months would be pharma is about 11%, with consumer at 12% and animal health at 18%, thus total YTD of 12%. This I'm talking of all excluding the four brands. Of the 12%, 7% comes through volume and the 5% comes through price. Both Vicosis, Corex and Gelusil retain the leadership position. They're still number one as per the July MAT. And we have lost about two new products in this quarter. Tulimac with antibiotic and Acupil with antihypertension products this quarter. The pharma market, as per the math, has gone about 30.2%, and Pfizer, which reported about 8%, is basically because it doesn't consider the four products which I've talked to you about. It considers as per the products as part of our business. In terms of our expenditure, there's a slight increase in material consumption that's basically driven by the mix what we have for the quarter with a higher scale of correction process. The other explanation is slightly higher, basically because of higher advertising expenses. We lost about 4 or 5 products this year compared to last year. We got Champix, we got Gelusil went on air, and we spent on Acupil and Prolimax. So hence that pushes up other expenditure slightly up compared to last year. The employee cost is lower than last year, basically on account of AS15 revaluation, accounting for the interest cost, the interest benefit, etc. And that is what leading us to a lower employee cost this quarter. In regard to our... And with regard to our key product, like I said, each of our products have done pretty well with about double-digit growth across all categories. Yeah. Any questions? Take off. Rohini, we are through. Rohini? Roshni?
Yes, Mr. Sridhar.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the live question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your push button phone and await your turn to ask the question when guided by the facilitator. If your question has been answered before your turn and you wish to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing the hash key. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, you are requested to press star and 1 now. Our first question is from Mr. Ranjit Kohli from Prabhudas Liradhar. Mr. Ranjit, please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. My question refers to animal healthcare division. It has a PBIT margin of around 17.8% and it has grown by about 25%. Now, is it possible for us to increase the price of these animal healthcare products? Are these also under price control?
This is Kevalya. How are you, Ranjit?
Hi. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I guess some of the products are under price control for the animal health also. Some of the products are new products which will require a lot of support. For example, we launched a product called Bovicale, which will require a lot of investment. Now, typically, the profitability of animal health products, by and large, has been very low. In fact, we have improved the profitability over a period of time. Globally, also, the profitability of the veterinary division is very low. But we are trying to improve our mix through launching products of licensing products, let's from Bayer and other new products, vaccines, PA vaccines. Which we are seeing very growth. So once we get a real critical mass, I think the profitability will be improved.
And sir, can you give the licensing of DuPont products update?
It's, licensing is on, and we are roughly on about 300 to 400. It's about 3 crores.
It's four products
of the Bayer is there.
Four products.
Yeah.
Okay. And how much sales we have generated, sir?
YTD does generate around about, let's say, 8 lakhs or so.
Oh, that's all. Okay. Thank you. All the best, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Ranjit, for your question.
Oh, sorry, Ranjit. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's in lakh there, so it's about 8 crores.
Yeah. Did you get it, Ranjit? It's 8 crores. Okay, Roshni, next question.
Certainly, sir. Next in line is Mr. Bhavin Shah from Dolat Capital. Mr. Shah?
Yes, yes. Good afternoon, everyone. Congrats on the good side of numbers. Sir, my question is on the pharmaceutical division as such. If we remove or if we really see the like-to-like growth in the pharma division, it's been very impressive. If you could share comments on this particular division growth that we've reported, would be really nice. Thank you.
The pharma division as such, the growth that we are looking at is, you know, if you look at the pharma market today, the IMS in the last month, August IMS, shows a growth of 4%. I'm a little worried about how the market is shaping now. And the last 3 months, we are seeing a growth in the range of 4 to 8%. So this is typically that's happening. The other thing that is happening in pharma market is, the cost of inputs because of the China inputs has tremendously gone up, and we are not able to offset that so fast. And you will see that reflection in the next quarter, where in the margins, because that will impact the margins pretty well. So the growth that we are looking at is really in pharma business on a like-to-like basis. I would say is around about 11 to 12% in case of YTD basis.
And so if you could comment on how well the Champix product launch has been, and to what extent does it contribute as of the quarter?
Yeah, the Champix is, as you know, is a product for non-smoking transition product. And we have done almost about 360 degrees in Champix in terms of media, in terms of smoking transition training, in terms of helplines, in terms of customer contact directly, and so on and so forth. So what we are seeing is when we did the media, there were good enrollments. But we don't see a lot of support coming in terms of counseling and coaching by doctors. And we're looking at improving that process. We're looking at strengthening of smoking cessation clinic. We're looking at strengthening of helpline, because what we're finding is that the conversion doesn't take place. People call, but they take information, but they actually don't go to the doctor and take this advice and prescription. And then we are also saying that people take the prescription, and after 1 week, they get very good results, and they stop. Yeah. They don't go through the full cycle of prescription for about 3 weeks, 2 months, sorry. And that's where the problem is all about. So we're strengthening that entire process, and we are looking at proper targeting. We are looking at a proper helpline conversion, better medical person there to counsel and giving them advice and so. So it's a long haul, and it's a slow progress. Up till now, we did about 1.5 crore rupees of business in that. But it's a long-range product, and we are very hopeful that we will be able to do it more. And as you're hearing more about the bans on smoking in public areas, I think more and more people will follow this product.
And earlier, like we had shared about in-licensing some of the products that were to be launched, how do you see that going forward?
In licensing, in terms of pharmaceutical items, I don't think so. We did anything. We did launch two products, an anti-infective and one in cardiovascular, and both are doing pretty well. Just for the 1 month launch, and we hope for these two products will do pretty well going forward.
How long do you see the impact of the rising input costs to sustain? Would it be another 2-3 quarters in your view, or would it be shortening?
The input cost increases?
Yeah.
You see, it all depends upon how now the Chinese are pricing their products in India. And post Olympics and post whatever the pollution concerns they had, and post volume decrease in US, we feel that hopeful and optimistic that the cost may come down. But as of today, I'm not seeing any sign. Because it has also to do with registration. Because in India, if you want to import something, you have to register the site. And registration of site takes typically 6 to 9 months. So we'll not see an impact coming so fast.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Shah, for your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, you are requested to press star and one on your push-button phones now. We have a next question coming from Mr. Jaisal, JM Financial.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I just wanted to understand your experience now with marketing campaigns. If you can just share with us, you know, in terms of how you look at the pricing strategy on some of these products.
Well, I think if you look at I shared some of the experiences of marketing earlier, but if you look at the pricing strategy, I think we are very reasonably priced for this product. For a 2 month therapy, it's just costing around about 9,000, which if you look at the cost of smoking and cost of health, the cost of smoking may be even higher than that in 1 year. So the break even even in terms of cost, but it gives more payoff in terms of what it is in terms of cost of health. So I think it's a great product, and we are very hopeful that there would be not much of an initial resentment on the price of the product. But what we are seeing is, there should be willing quitters, and we find that people still feel that they can quit smoking whenever they want to. That type of attitude does not drive them to Chantix.
Right, and I presume this kind of pricing would be a bit different from the international pricing of this product?
Yeah, it is.
So would it be comparable to, let's say, pricing available in the other developing markets, or would it be even lower than that?
It is definitely much lower than the developed markets, and almost maybe reasonably around with the developing markets.
Right, okay. And, so in terms of, I hear you say that, you know, pricing is appropriate. So going forward, also we can expect, Pfizer to agree to launching some of these products at prices which you think are more suitable for the local market?
Well, we've been very conscious of prices in local market, and some of our launches, if you see, like we launched Trulimax, we launched Ecubril, and the prices are almost on par with what the market prices are. Again, we wanted to see what type of product and what segment it is, and we are very conscious of the fact the prices have to be reasonable.
Right. Okay. But this product, which I understand, Acupril must be, you know, this Quinapril, so it must be pretty old.
Not very old. It's still a very good product.
Right. No. What I meant was actually it's, you know, it's already genericized in the U.S. And I understand in the past also, you know, you guys have launched products in India which are basically generic in the U.S. or close to going generic in the U.S. And I think Pfizer has been lot of.
No. Please, we have launched, let's say, Amlodipine's product, Amlocard,
right,
which is still not a generic product in U.S.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but what I was trying to say is that, you know, pricing flexibility on some of these molecules we have definitely seen. But coming to Champix, basically, given that it's such a new product in the world, would Pfizer India and the minority shareholders, do you think, would be making some margins on this, or it's really in the investment mode for the time being?
There are two ways. Now, if you're saying the prices should be lower, then there won't be any margins.
Hmm.
If you're saying prices should be reasonable and appropriate, there would be margins.
Hmm.
So it's you have to balance the two also. You cannot lower the price so much that finally we will just bearing the expenses here. So this price is very reasonable. I mean, it costs for two months therapy, 9,000 rupees. I think it is lower than even the cost of smoking for almost a year. And if you look at that, so I think it's a very reasonable price and what we are paying for it. It's a patented product. It's a new molecule that has been launched.
Right. So Pfizer India would be making at least some gross margins on this.
Of course,
30-35% gross margins we can expect.
Of course.
Okay. So the second question is, any thoughts you would like to share on the DPCO changes which may happen in the next few months?
Well, I think the status have not changed a lot. The matter is still being debated at the group of ministry level where Sharad Pawar is heading. And the recent ODI, I understand that our minister has requested the Prime Minister to speed up the process and clear the new drug policy. And that is where it is lying at this point of time.
Right. Do you see any changes which can materially, something which we should consider while looking at Pfizer India?
I can draw a worst and a good scenario with you. And the worst scenario will be almost 70-80% of all products of the industry come under price control on cost basis.
I see.
So that would be very scary, and I think the pharmaceutical industry would really be in major problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the industry is fighting tooth and nail to say saying that this policy does not get approved.
Right.
What was recommended by the ministry. Now that I could draw the worst scenario.
Mm.
And the good scenario for us for the time being is that they go back to the old policy that was stuck in the Supreme Court, and which reduces the number of products under price control and span of control to almost about 20%. That could be the ideal scenario to work with. So anything in between these two can happen, and it's very difficult for me to predict what the group of ministers will finally come out with their recommendation.
Right. And the last question from my side is, you know, as you look at Pfizer India for next 2-3 years, in terms of its growth strategies, how would you characterize, you know, which would be the major growth engines for the company, both in terms of organic and in terms of inorganic opportunities?
Two, three verticals in terms of organic is where you will see been launching all the patented products in India. B is the vertical is we are looking at market expansion. And the third vertical we are looking at is portfolio augmentation. And in case of inorganic growth, of course, we are looking at licensing, and also we are looking at selectively acquiring products to augment our portfolio. So these are the opportunities of growth for us.
Right. So I guess the year-to-date, I mean, because there's such a huge difference in your year-to-date and your last quarter growth, you know, for pharma portfolio, what would you say is more indicative of future possible growth rates?
I think you should go by the year-to-date trend and not by the quarter trend.
Mm-hmm.
I would say because there were a lot of promotional activities during the quarter. There was a little bit of seasonal impact during the quarter. So I won't take the quarter as a trend for YTD. I would say more as a YTD trend. And if you look at the IMS max growth also, it's about 13% or so, 12 to 13. And we're almost there with a max of YTD 12 to 13%. I think that could be a better indicator rather than going by the quarter indicator.
Right. And also your staff cost has got reduced because of the reason you explained. So going forward, how do we look at that? Should we look at the current quarter as the base, or should we treat the current quarter's reduction staff cost as
there has been some credit on the current quarter, but by and large, I think the staff cost will hover up between 12 to 14% if I'm not mistaken. Around that, it will hover.
Right. And have you seen any increase in debtor levels anywhere? I mean, have the credit periods kind of increased for you in the market?
No.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Jason, for your questions. Next in line is Mr. Varun Rao from Religare Securities. Mr. Rao, please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, my question it relates more to sectors. Sir, just wanted to know, like, this was going through the August growth, which was, 4% growth in the domestic market. We just wanted to, get your opinion on this and, what could be the, main reason. And second thing is, maybe, keeping 2 or 3 years time frame in mind, where do you see the Indian domestic market moving? You're comfortable with around 11-12% of market growth, or what is your take on this, sir? Thank you.
Yeah, we've been seeing a little bit of slowing down on growth, and particularly August was terrible. And prior to that, only a month we saw about 7% growth.
Hmm.
So the trend going forward doesn't seem to be very positive in terms of growth.
Hmm.
So the IMS progress is still maintains that it's going to be about 13% growth going forward.
Hmm.
At this point of time, I have my own concern because we're seeing slowdown in the launch of new products also.
Hmm.
And if you see the growth coming from, as most of it is coming from class 3 or class 4 and rural areas now.
Mm.
And it is definitely going to impact the value growth there. People might get volume, but it might impact the value growth.
Mm.
And also we'll see a whole lot of competition heating up there.
Mm. Sir, and how are we, geared up, to tap the potential in tier 3 or tier 4 kind of cities? Are we, seriously looking forward to that opportunity, or how well are we placed?
We are working with a contract field force on case of tier 2 and tier 3 cities. And we have a strength right now of around 200 people working on that.
Maybe something like a pilot project or something
Yeah. Right now, it's in few states, and we are also doing some pilot in some other states.
Hmm.
So we want to be very sure before we get into a full-scale type of operation.
Okay. So you are trying to say that this August number is not a one-timer, or it may be an indication of, things going forward,
No, I think that if you see last 3 months, the growth has slowed down.
Hmm.
So suddenly I don't see growth being picking up in the next 2 months.
Hmm.
And that may be the trend continue. And if the world sentiments are so down, we may see some impact coming up.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Rao, for your questions. Next in line is Mr. Ronak from ValueQuest. Mr. Ronak, please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Hello.
Good evening, yeah.
So, can you please name the two products that were launched in this quarter?
They're called Soli Max and Acupil.
Soli Max and Acupil. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Ronak. Next in line is Mr. Avdesh Garg from Kotak Securities.
I have two questions. First question is related to clinical research services. Given this quarter clinical research services was around 3 crore, and it has been continuous decline in that area segment. So can you just throw some light that will it continue decline further, or should it just stabilize at this level, 3 crore per quarter?
So basically, this is in relation to what the services we render to our parent company here. For this quarter, we had a lower charge, that's all. Otherwise, it's more or less a fixed kind of work we do with Finder Inc.
Okay. So this kind of run rate should be maintained, or it will go up?
It will slightly be lower than the first 2 quarters.
Okay.
But we should get a reasonably same level of income going forward, yeah.
Okay. And second question is related to EBITDA impact, which you have witnessed due to the divestiture of your 4 brands. So after the divestiture, what kind of impact on EBITDA you have witnessed? Because I suppose that consumer brands must be having higher margin.
Well, you see the EBITDA, if you look at it, it's come down to around about 22.6%
It's around 50 basis point decline, but again you have mentioned that it was due to rise in material costs. So I am not sure how much it was due to material costs and how much it was due to divestiture of your consumer brands.
It has both. I mean, it's very difficult now to differentiate between the two and give you the fine figures. It has the impact of both. The material costs have gone out, as Sridhar explained. The material cost has gone up as compared to the previous quarter, almost by around about 4 percentage points.
Okay.
And I think that has made some difference.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Garg, for your question. Our next question is from Mr. Girish, calling from JM Financial.
Hi, good evening. My question is regarding what is the percentage of new products in terms of overall contribution in this phase for the last 3 years? If you have a fair idea of it.
Well, I don't have the 3 years data, but for the current year, definitely for 9 months of this year, we have about 3.5% is the contribution, and for the quarter, is about 3-4%.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Girish. Next in line is Mr. Gaurav Jain from Barrow. Mr. Jain, please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, if we were to look at Pfizer India, I mean, your long-term volume growth rate, do you think it can be in the high single-digit range, 5-10%, or this is sort of like a high growth year for you?
Well, volumes, I think as the ratio will shift more on the volume and less on price now, as we move forward.
Okay, so... But what is like a sustainable growth rate in terms of volume?
Volume should be 7-8 should be a good growth rate.
Okay. And what, I mean, this is going to all come from existing products, or you are including new product launches?
It's including the new products.
Okay. So Pfizer, the global company, like they also have a wholly owned subsidiary in India. So are they launching all their products through the listed company Pfizer India, or they are also planning to launch some products through their wholly owned subsidiary?
No, I have been saying this, you know, whatever makes sense to the business, they will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have got some products now, for example, we launched Tulimax and Equipril, and we did launch Chapex in the listed company.
Mm-hmm. But there have been product launches in the unlisted company also?
These are the ones launched in the listed company.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Could you repeat
the products like Champagne, they're all in the listed company.
No, that I know. I'm saying, did they launch anything in the
listed company? Yeah.
Okay. So, historically, whenever there has been a slowdown, like a broad economic slowdown, what has been your experience in the pharma industry and particularly for Pfizer India? Volume goes down or the mix goes down, so margins take a hit?
It depends upon how your portfolio is skewed.
Okay.
If your portfolio is skewed more towards, let's say, tough nutritional products and an acute portfolio,
mm-hmm.
definitely you will see some impacts.
Okay.
Because nutritional gets first impacted, and then if it is also very heavy, chronic, then you will see people don't, substitution takes place also.
Okay.
So it depends upon when the income level comes down, you will see a whole lot of things coming into place.
Okay.
So definitely we see impact happening.
Okay. You have already seen an impact happening?
Yeah, you're saying that now already the pharma industry has come down to 4% in August.
Okay.
Which is clearly reflects what's happening.
Okay. Sir, all this unallocated item on the segment, 750 crores, this is all cash?
Major cash, I'm told.
How much would be the cash?
500 crores.
This is actually 500 crores.
Cash is 500 crores?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a steep jump in the other expenditures.
Yeah.
So what is this, what's the reason behind this?
We have had a higher advertising expenses because new launches which Kewal spoke about.
Okay.
We have Champix, we have got Acupil, Packs.
Okay.
We also have gone air with Genucil. So we have a significantly higher advertising expenses this quarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the employee cost, could you again mention the reason why your employee costs are lower?
This quarter we got a benefit of accruing for interest for under the LIC scheme. We are calling for the interest this quarter. That's why it's slightly slower.
And last year included one time.
Yeah. And last year there was a one time cost which was there of VRS, etc., and the researching initiatives.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you are saying that the cash is 500 crores in the 750 crores. What would be the other 750 crores? I mean, what would be the other 250 crores in this unallocated capital employed? That is a huge number, right?
It is some intercompany loans over.
Okay. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Jain. As there are no more questions, I would now like to hand over the conference to Mr. Kewal Handa. Please go ahead, sir.
So thank you very much for participating in this conference. And as I said, this quarter has been very good, and mainly because of our a strong promotion of major brands we did this quarter in terms of Vectrical, Forex and other broad brands. There is a lot of expense going forward in the next two quarters on all promotions of some of our new products that we have launched, and also giving a lot of support to the consumer health. If there is a lot of slowing down in the market, which will also see an impact of falling on our growth. But going forward, we feel that we should be able to sustain the YTD growth, but not the quarterly growth, which gets reflected this quarter. So thank you once again for participating, and it's been always a pleasure to interact with you, take your views and feedback, and then go back to the drawing board and see how best we can run our business. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. We thank you for your participation and for using Tata Indicom's conference call service. You may please disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant evening.